Dr. Clifford Mortimer is nearly a century old, but he's not the least bit interested in slowing down. When I telephone to ask for an interview,
Mortimer speaking.
His first response is, well, I'm not much into that sort of thing, but come around and have lunch with me, and we'll see how it goes. We meet in a small sitting room at the Milwaukee Catholic Home. Across the hall, an exercise class is underway. Mortimer moved here 18 years ago with his wife. When she died, he decided to stay. As fellow residents walk or roll by, most call him Professor. He wears a dress shirt and tie, not just when guests come to call, every day. Mortimer was born and raised in England. His father worked in a printing shop. Mortimer says his mother was a farmer's daughter. Growing up, he loved music, and still does, but Mortimer cared more deeply about science. He set his sights on genetics research and completed a PhD in the field just as the Great Depression gripped the world and jobs were scarce.
I took a studentship at the Freshwater Institute. I was given the task of doing water chemistry.
World War II erupted and British scientists like Mortimer were called into service. That's how he fell into the study of how bodies of water move.
I was in a team that prepared floating breakwaters for the Normandy landing, measuring waves outside and inside these breakwaters. There were huge steel caissons that were towed and then moored in a ring, and so I got bitten by waves, you see.
His team moved on to predict storms.
We took pressure recorders on the seabed and measured the change in pressure as the waves go over. We could predict when it would arrive and how strong it would be.
How accurate were your predictions?
Oh, pretty good.
When the war ended, Mortimer recruited the best mechanic on the research team, gathered up miles of cable and other equipment, and headed to Lake Windermere.
So sort of instrumented this lake in northern England with temperature recorders at various depths so you could measure the internal motions in the lake.
Everyone sees waves on the lake's surface. Mortimer tracked and measured the oscillating currents below. He moved on to study other big lakes, including Loch Ness in Scotland and Switzerland's Lake Geneva. In the 1950s, Mortimer paid his first visit to Wisconsin when he was asked to talk about his research at a conference in Madison. That's when he realized just 75 miles away, scientists hadn't yet begun to research the waters of Lake Michigan. Mortimer couldn't wait to dive in. He had his chance when UW-Madison invited him back as a visiting professor.
I spent most of my research time on the car ferries on Lake Michigan. We devised equipment where we could take temperature probes in depth from moving ships.
Mortimer moved to Milwaukee for good when UWM asked him to create the Center for Great Lakes Studies. That's grown into what university leaders hope will become a world-class school of freshwater science. Some of Mortimer's prodigies have also launched careers in lake physics. In fact, one heads a Great Lakes Research Lab in Michigan.
More than joy, satisfaction would be a more appropriate word, is having produced some very, very able students and influenced a good many others too.
Students still visit Mortimer, seeking his wisdom. He also poured his knowledge into a book titled Lake Michigan in Motion, published in 2004.
I think we'll become a classic. Of course, it's not a bestseller.
It's teeming with photographs and charts. Mortimer pages through the book. He points out a drawing of intricately connected loops.
That's what it would look like if you follow the track of a free-floating object in surface water.
How would all of these charts and drawings have been generated?
By my hand.
I learned later, Mortimer is famous for his graphics. Scientists at the Water Institute say they would not be able to understand the challenges Lake Michigan faces today without Mortimer's groundbreaking work. At age 98, he still has more to share. He points to fresh ink stains on his hand. He's working 5 to 6 hours a day on another book. Mortimer says he hopes to finish it before he has to go. Susan Bentz, 89.7. WUWM,